Kenny Munyaka, a final year marketing student at one of the tertiary institutions, says most companies normally pay them $50 per month each when they are on attachment. Munyaka says this money does not cater for their daily needs.
The companies are trying to cut operational costs by taking advantage of the students looking for industrial attachment, exploiting them for cheap labor. This was my case where I only got transport allowance of $50 per month.
Accounting student Mavis Murandu concurs, saying that besides a pittance allowance, some companies ask them to conduct businesses that are not related to their studies.
We're supposed to learn, but they doesn't even provide the environment in which we have to learn, but they provide an environment in which we have to work.
Dr. Fanisa Rutera of Chinoy University of Technology shares the same sentiments, noting that it is unfortunate that the Ministry of Higher and Tertiary Education does not have a clear policy about the remuneration of students on attachment.
In terms of policy, normally we would like to prefer to call it work-related learning.
He also says they have over the years discouraged students from strongly thinking about getting industrial attachment on the basis of being paid salaries or allowances, as they need to secure places where they can be imparted with relevant educational skills.
In fact, we also communicate with even the organizations with this is the program, and at the end of the day we expect that he or she be exposed to areas that are relevant to his or her program.
Brian Tomo, who is the Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education's Public Relations Officer, says companies and the government should pay students on industrial attachment. Tomo says it is difficult for government to tackle this issue as most students do not make formal complaints about being exploited by private and public companies while on industrial attachment.
No, not supposed to be paid. They are paid. Not supposed. All students on industrial attachment are receiving their allowances.
A manager of a local company who does not want to be identified says students should be grateful for being afforded an opportunity to learn without paying companies while on industrial attachment. He says the current situation in which most students are not paid benefits students and the companies. But Zimra's director, OK Machisa, who is a former teacher, says what companies are doing is unfair. Machisa says teachers on industrial attachment are paid salaries, but the state policy is silent about this issue in other sectors.
As we are speaking now, we don't have a policy that relates to what a student would get maybe when she or he gets into a certain industrial attachment. So there is inconsistency, there is discord, and abuse of human rights within the sector of students.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Psychomotor, Josiah Ungwe, says government will soon introduce education with production, which was conducted by so-called F2 schools during the colonial era. Speaking at Mpure Self-Help College, Ungwe said the recommendations of the 1999 Kayafas Nziramasanga Commission on Education, which include the introduction of a two-tier education system in Zimbabwe, cannot be implemented anytime soon due to lack of resources.
You know our situation. Some of these things require resources that we, at the moment, we don't have. But everything, the plans and everything are there.
Zimbabwe's F1 schooling mainly focused on pursuing academic studies, while the F2 system was designed to equip students with life skills. These were discarded soon after independence, as the government regarded them as some form of colonial hangover. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.